It is 1:09, and it is our favorite hour of the week. And why that is, Dennis?
And now, Dennis and Judy present the FW. Every Friday at 1, you'll get the LOLs, the OMGs.
Oh my God.
The FW.
Welcome, welcome.
Now, from the FW.com, here's Town Square Media's very own Stephen Lenz.
What the hell is Town Square Media, and who the hell is Stephen Lenz?
No idea.
And why is he here? Did you invite him?
I ask that question every Friday.
Hi, Stephen.
Who invited this guy? Stephen, we love having you.
I love being here, Judy.
I don't really think that's true.
No, I don't think so.
I do.
Are you getting that sense?
Are you kidding me? This is my favorite time of the week.
No, don't you get the sense that Stephen is like a man about town, flying back and forth to visit all these cosmopolitan markets, and then he's like, ugh, I got to go do that New Jersey thing. Isn't that...
That's what I get.
That is not me.
So, Stephen, everybody is aching to know what you have in store for us today.
Oh, I have some really good stuff. Really good stuff. Where should we start with Kazakhstan?
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. I love anything that ends in Stan, to be honest with you. And let me just tell you, Kazakhstan, very nationalistic people. They love their pageantry. They love their big events. They love their dignitaries.
How many radio stations do we own over there in Kazakhstan? I'm just curious.
I think we're on 0.5. I think we've got half a station there.
In the morning, up until
with a satellite dish in his head.
He's right. Got the answer.
Up
to
until
everything.
3 o'clock in the afternoon, then it turns to polka
and
music.
I think he may have been at this event that we're going to play. We're actually going to play a piece of audio from an event from a huge, huge national gathering of folks, important dignitaries. And when they play the national anthem in Kazakhstan, Dennis and Judy, I want to tell you something. It's flawless. Nothing ever goes wrong. Let's play a clip.
We're on one channel, but when you see the video, you see they have
God,
the subtitles.
They played La Vida Loca by accident,
and the two guys look like somebody's going to be beheaded this evening. And as soon as they flashed that look, the audio guy went whoops, and then he flips to the
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Because you hear the solemn like announcement in Kazakh.
Obviously, somebody is inspiring wedding.
And then that music that is the national anthem is that dark Eastern European Soviet bloc.
Maybe they really ought to change it to La Vida Loca.
They should.
They seem like they're living La Vida Loca over there.
Tourism would go up.
We love it, Stephen. We love it. What else we got?
Okay, and the rest of the segment, I thought, we at the FW, we're clean folks. We not do drugs. None of us smoke. None of us drink.
Not that you would admit to.
At work. And, and so we thought we would go looking for some of the best retro PSAs that are anti-guns, anti-drugs, anti-smoking. And so the first one I think we found, I can't believe this exists, is the cast of Star Wars, specifically C-3PO and R2-D2, they're against smoking.
They are?
I remember seeing this when it came out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's more visual than audio. Can I skip to the ones that I think will be good on audio, Stephen?
Yep. Which one?
Well, they also reached in and got some So the Star Wars thing, it's more visual because of the robot and the little...
Right.
Both robots. Then they go to... Pee Wee Herman was big at the time. This must have been, mid-80s, early 80s, late 80s?
Yeah, this was... I don't know if he had to do this because of the thing that happened, but...
community service, but right.
It was like an ongoing series of celebrities and that did these specific ads, and Pee Wee Herman was one of our favorites, and this, I think you would almost say this is a pretty iconic PSA.
Let's hear it.
This is crack, rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill you.
And they were serious. They were serious.
What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying.
Can I ask you a question honestly? What's more humiliating to him now, the fact that he did Everybody this PSA cool. or the fact that he was pleasuring himself wherever he was pleasuring himself?
This.
Judy, would you wrong. Like to go to the movies with me?
You do a pretty good Pee-wee, Stephen. I'm a little creeped out.
I'm thinking you were a huge Pee-wee Herman fan as a kid.
Oh, I'm a huge Pee-wee Herman fan. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
If you notice all the stars that do this, they say crack rock cocaine. That's what it was.
Crack rock cocaine.
Right.
All right, he's
a rogue.
So, okay, now here's Clint Eastwood.
I'm going to have to take a few weeks off after this. I'm nauseous.
Here's Clint Eastwood telling you not to do crack rock cocaine.
See this cute little vial here? It's crack rock cocaine, the most addictive form. You think it's the glamour drug of the 80s? Well, that's the point of this friendly little reminder. It can kill you. And if you've got to die for something, this sure as hell ain't it.
What's the heartbeat?
Just an effect in the background. That one scares you.
It wasn't the glamour drug of the 80s. It was like for homeless people.
That's what I thought.
But, yeah, crack is whack. Whitney said it, right?
If Whitney said it, you know
right,
it's true.
I think Whitney did more for this movement than anybody, and she didn't even really know she was doing that. But don't these all seem like Saturday Night Live?
Exactly. And that's why in the Pee-wee one, I said, no, this is actually, he's not joking. This is not a joke.
Please do Steve Urkel, Dennis.
All right, here's
It's a funny audio.
He doesn't like guns.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, right, this isn't crack. The guys who produced the Steve Urkel hates guns things were smoking crack.
Yes.
But, you know, this is one of those great examples of the shows in the 90s when at the end of the show, they would do a set, like it was like a special episode, right?
Right.
And at the end of the show, they would all break character and talk into the camera and say, you know, if there's people in your neighborhood with guns, you've got to turn them in. This is Steve Urkel. Hi.
I never could watch him for 1 second. Yeah, there was nothing to me attractive about Steve Urkel.
I used to enjoy it. Yeah. What was that called? Friday Night something?
With what's his face? The guy who
that
was...
whole lineup on ABC was called...
TGIF.
Yeah, TGIF. Yeah.
Good.
But you know, Steve Urkel's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. There's your current tie-in.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
No, yeah, Jaleel White's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
God,
he's probably going to take it.
Even Dancing with the Stars is lowering their standards now.
Yeah.
Jaleel White. All right. Now, the blue pills, that you know, now looking at it, they all look like Viagra. Viagra pills. But these little singing pills telling kids not to take them in their medicine.
Yeah, they're like, it's like a PSA done by Jim Henson on LSD.
That's a perfect description.
The audio is terrible.
What are we doing out of the bottle? This is dangerous. A little kid might come along and think we were candy. That would be awful because we're medicine. He might even eat us. No, 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 no. This is serious. Serious. We could make you delirious.
Oh my God.
It's like the Munchkins from The Wizard of Oz on LSD.
You
know, I have to tell you guys, prescription drug abuse is so rampant these days. And you know what? It's also adorable. Absolutely adorable.
Every cloud has its silver lining.
It's true.
Stephen, thank you so
we
much.
We love you.
You bet.
TheFW.com. Things going well over there?
Oh, things are going awesome.
Oh, great.
You're getting big
we don't have any fun at all, as you can tell.
You can tell. Do you get a big hit on Fridays in the 1 o'clock hour?
Oh, everyone just runs there. And, you know, some people think it's DFW, like Dallas-Fort Worth. It's the FW, like when your mother forwards you something with FW, the FW. So check us out.
I had a lady write me and thought we were talking about the shoe store DSW.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, our listeners aren't the brightest.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dolly.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
You bet.
Have a great weekend.